freedom over me.
And scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Mike McGonigal, and today I am feeling a certain way about the State of the Union. It is Sunday, July 7th, 2024. We just heard Albertina Walker with the Caravans' Freedom off the 1972 LP of the same name for Shreveport's Louisiana Jewel label. I don't really know what I'm doing today. Like I said, I am feeling kind of freaked out about the state of the world, and so I'm just gonna listen to some gospel music and hope that you join me right now. This is Freedom Highway off Staple Singer's amazing 1965 LP for Epic Records, recorded live in their own hometown church in Chicago by Bob Thiele, the guy who wrote He Stopped Loving Her Today with George Jones. This is a great song. Obviously, I play it a lot on here, and I'm going to play some more music and come in later and talk about what we heard.
A few days ago, Freedom Marchers marched from
Selma to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
I know some of you know about that.
Yeah.
That was in March 1965. And from that march, words were revealed, and a song was composed. And we wrote a song about the Freedom Marches, and we call it the Freedom Highway. And we're dedicating this number to all of the Freedom Marches. And it goes something like this. About heaven is not going there. I want to make heaven my home, but I want to enjoy myself a little down here too. I wonder, can I get a witness tonight? Keep on marching of freedom's highway.
From Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise.
My friends, I'm the guitar musician, Bishop R. MacDonald Jr., coming to you live and lively from the Guiding Angel Church of God in Christ, and from the beautiful rolling hills of Austin, Texas, where nature's beauty, coupled with the rolling hills, makes it a fascinating factor here, my friends. So now, here at the Guiding Angel Church, the Holy Ghost is here. The Lord is moving by his power and by his might, and the holy rain is falling from heaven. The saints are rejoicing in the God of their salvation. Yes, the mighty God, the historical God, who placed a carpet of green grass over the ground and nailed it down with the roses of many colors. He stretched out the north over the empty places and hung the earth up on nothing. He kindled the sun and lighted the distant stars. He dipped his hand into eternity and became the big hit of the universe. He made the oceans to drift around in a circle and the many, many rivers to flow. He thundered, my friends, and he flashed his lightning against the sins of Israel up on Mount Sinai. And he's electrifying, but not shocking. He boasts his greatness over the universe and said, "The world is mine and the fullness thereof." He fancies in his greatness as a pawing horse pawing in the valley, glorying in his strength. He was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised, my friends, but not broken. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So now, my friends, the Big Live devotional service is now open. Let us praise the Lord in songs and testimonies. Well, all right, let's walk away with it.
Yeah! must let us notice first the relation of starting power and staying power. The relation of starting power and staying power. In no realm are these powers the same. You take a ship, the starting power and staying power are not the same. With a train, many times the train starts, it has power to start, but not power enough to make the journey. In childhood, sometimes we have a fine beginning, but a very poor ending. In marriage, some marriages, I can remember some. When I was a boy, I remember a young man married, and I went to the market one day, and the butcher was hurrahing this young preacher. His name was Hancock. He said, "Brother Hancock, I notice now since you've married that every time you come to the store, you want chicken or fish. And that's all you feeding that girl, chicken and fish." But I'm afraid that later it's going to be salt bacon for the girl. And their marriage wound up on the rocks. It didn't last long. It started beautiful. It was very loving. It was honey and darling and sugar to begin with. But it didn't last very long. However beautiful one's beginning may be, nothing matters much in human life without a good ending. Not necessarily an ending that the world calls good, but one that is pleasing to God. Amen. The life and works of Jesus could have easily been spoiled in the Garden of Gethsemane had he not remained faithful to God. Had he given up in face of the cross and the persecutions that he had to undergo as he faced the cross. Amen. It would be a fine thing if every member of the church would carefully check himself in the light of these facts. How does his present action and his prospective ending compare with the beginning of his Christian experience? In other words, are you as faithful now as you was when you were first converted? Remember how you used to go to church every Sunday? You attended prayer meeting on Wednesday night, but somehow you've grown cold and indifferent about your church service and your service to God. Now you had a fine beginning, but you'd better be careful about your end. You not only want to have a fine beginning, but you want to have a good ending in your Christian experience. Now, the cause of Demas' desertion, Paul tells us the reason why he deserted me is because he loved the present world. And I'll tell you now that the love of the world will separate you from God. The Lord plainly says that you cannot serve God in mammon. If you love the world, Paul said, "Demas let me down." And the reason why he let me down was because he loved the present world. That's the reason. For no other reason. The love of the world. The love of the world does not necessarily mean that one loves things which are inherently evil. Though it might mean that. It might mean that you love things that are inherently evil. Demas may have wanted to turn his attention to some form of pleasure. Demas may have said, as many of you are saying today. And as one lady said to my wife yesterday, that I don't see how you could be a preacher's wife. So you have to go to church all day on Sunday. That was the only objection she seemed to have had to being a preacher's wife. So you have to go to church all day on Sunday. Well, now, I said to my wife when I left, I said, the reason why that folk feel that it's a tragedy, they have to go to church on Sunday all day, is because they do not love the Lord. Amen. When people love the Lord, and who have really been born of the Spirit of God, they would love to go to church on Sunday. It will not be a burden to them. I'll tell you, when a church bell ring, those who know God and who love God, it puts something in it that he wants to get up and go to church. Church attendance is not a burden to people who love God. But the folk who do not love God, they let anything get in the way. Might have been business. Business is no sin, but it is a sin to let your business get between you and God. Amen. I don't care what kind of business you in. If you can't take care of that business 6 days a week, you ought to give God the Sabbath day. Amen. And then it might have even been his family. You know, sometimes we stop serving God to look out after our families. But you've got to understand that the Lord said that he must be first. First. You must understand that. That God must have first place in your life. Then the testimony of the scriptures. John 2:15-17 said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Amen. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And then we have, some essential requirements for a successful ending. First, integrity of conscience. Or keeping faith with oneself. If a man will always do what he believes to be right, while at the same time earnestly seeking to know the Lord's will, in order that he may do it, he will, if he has not already actually in the right way, he will find it sooner or later. I mean, if you're honest in what you do. You know the trouble with us, so many of us, we're hypocrites, we don't mean nothing. I told a fella going to a certain church, I said, that's a good church, all right. They're fine folk. They just don't have no religion. I said, about 15 out of 1,000 in there that's got religion. So I met him the other day. He said, Reverend, I think you overestimated the number that had religion. I don't believe it's 5. That you gave them a large percentage. I don't believe it's 5 in 1,000 that know Jesus. I tell you, that's our trouble. We haven't even heard of the Holy Ghost. We don't know anything about Jesus. We are not honest in what we are doing. We are not in earnest. We are not doing it with a clear conscience. Your conscience tells you you're wrong. And you move on doing what you know is wrong. Against your conscience. In other words, on the other hand, one will crucify his conscience in order to have what the world offers, will ultimately find that he's not able to shake off the shackles with which his sin has bound him. Yes. You know, you keep on doing, your conscience tell you it's wrong, yes, but you continue to do what you know is wrong. And I tell you, I heard a fella preaching on the powers of sin. And he preached from three outlines: sin binding, sin blinding, and sin grinding. And fast! Preaching about Samson, the first thing the Philistines did was to bind him. And that's what sin always binds its victim. It binds you so you can't get away from it. And then sin blinds you. Things that really you were living close to the Lord that you wouldn't dare to do. But sin will tell you it's no worse than something else. I might as well do this. You got a deacon on your board doing this or doing that or doing the other. But I don't care what the deacon is doing. I don't care what the preacher is doing. I don't care what the whole church is doing. You ought to be willing to stand up,
yes,
like Joshua did. Looked Israel in the face,
yes,
and said, I don't care what you do. You make your choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes.
I don't care where the world goes, and I don't care about the ways of the world. That's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's the spirit of, should be the spirit of every child of God. And then staying power is always associated with the experience of being captured by a cause. Something which one thus captured considers greater and more important than himself. Means, my friend, that you must be captured by your cause. Oh, yes! The trouble about it with the members of our church is that we are not captured by the cause. Jesus must be the ruling power in our lives. This is the spirit out of which martyrs are made. Think of people who suffered and died for the sake of causes to which they devoted, my friend, themselves. Well, so many men have died to protect their families. So many men have died to protect their country. Oh, how the blood of martyrs run up and down this land today. Blood of those who so loved. That's why Jesus died for this world. He so loved it. That's why Paul, writer of my text, really went to the chopping block. He was on his way as he wrote these words to Timothy. Yes! He was nearing the end of his journey. Yes! I heard the same man said to Timothy, writing in the same passage, that I had a trial the other day, but no man stood with me. Yes! I was left by myself. Nobody came forward to speak a word for me. Nobody said he's all right. You know, it's a good thing sometime when you get in a close place to have somebody to speak a word for you. Somebody to say he's all right. But Paul said, I had a trial the other day and no man stood with me. Everybody went against me. But this is one thing that gave me consolation. Though everybody was against me, I'm glad of this one thing, and that is the Lord, he stood with me. Yes, every child of God at Captain Josh this morning, and that though everybody else in the world may go against us, but it's a fine thing to know that the Lord is on your side. Staying power. Let's see now, it's one thing for a man to lay hold on some warm, comfortable aspect of the gospel and possess.
Swing low, sweet child, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Listen, what happened?
What did I see coming for to carry me home? I tell you, man of angels, who coming after me carry me home. Ooh, that line said to swing low, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me
to my soul.
Speak, Lord Jesus, till I'm made fully whole. Speak, Lord Jesus, all doubts have flown.
Together again here in a song feast. because life is uncertain, but death is sure. Somebody on the vacation now, some are returning home, some are just getting out. But one day has to be the last one. We'd like to say in conclusion, if when you try, yeah, one day we're gonna fail. Yeah, Lord, in our trying. When your hand gets so in what you do.
Come on, Joe.
You just take up. Take up your cross. Yeah. And run out. Quick love. I'm on board.
Sunday, July 7th, 2024, Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. The hour is almost up. From an Opal Nations JSP CD box set of live gospel recordings, we just heard Speak, Lord Jesus, He'll Understand, and Say Well Done, Brother Joe May with Bob King, a really beautiful guitar on there. Before that, from a 45 for Pitch Records, we heard the amazing Swing Low by the great Theotis Taylor. Before that, a sermon by Reverend Cyphers on Starting Power and Staying Power, recorded February 1st, 1948 in Dallas, Texas at the True Light Baptist Church by Alan Lomax. Before that, another Lomax recording, this one from 1959 in Memphis, Tennessee at the Pentecostal Temple. We heard Power by Maddie Wigley. Before that, Bishop McDaniel recorded in his home church, the Guiding Light Church, I think it was called, in Austin, Texas. Bishop McDaniel, amazing, amazing artist, self-released a couple of really great records. And we started off with the Staple Singers' Freedom Highway. Right now we're going to end with Sydney Hemphill Carter and her wonderful rendition of Pharaoh. Before that, we're going to hear Alan Lomax talk to her a little bit about this recording, about the song. And this was done at the home of the Hemphills in Senatobia, Mississippi, which is not that far outside of Memphis, but pretty far in some ways. I talk a lot about that area and Como and just how important it is to the music that I love. And that was recorded on September 26, 1959. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful week.
Where did you learn that, honey?
Oh, I learned that when I was in my teen, you know. And I'm 49 now, you see.
And who sang it for you, honey?
Seth.
Who sang it to you, remember?
I know, me and a girl looked like we're trying to learn that song when I was in my teen, me and her. That's it. woman had done made that song. She said she had done made it up, you know. And she comes, she telling me about it, and so me and her sat down and sung that song.
The one who made it?
I don't know who made that song. Uh-huh. I sure don't. It's a girl made it. That was when I was in my teens.
You know her name?
I don't know her name.
Sydney, it's the perfect lullaby.
Yes, ma'am.
Uncle Sydney.
Yeah.
The baby fell asleep in that one. It's rocked the baby to sleep.
I guess it is.
Well, you know, Sydney, somewhere. That's one of the prettiest songs I ever heard in my life. Now, I'm not saying one bit of exaggeration. That's one of the prettiest things I've ever heard, and I've been collecting songs for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, that's good.
That's a beauty. I'm going to put that down to your name, and that's going to be sung all over America. I guarantee you that, honey. You wait. You hear that coming back over the radio. You're going to be so pleased.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you, I used to could sing, but I don't call myself can sing now. I used to could sing, but, you know, I tell you, Coach, you ain't hardly got no children, I don't guess you. You got any children?
I got one.
Well, I tell you one thing. See, it ain't like me here. I just lay down everything, you see.
Quit.
Quit that knocking here. I just quit doing everything what was helped to me look like. The children get to warn you, you know, it's bad. Bad on your nerves and hard too. Now my children can warn me so well. Sometimes I get sick, I just had to go lay down. I get nervous, you see. And that's where Irina, I'll tell you about, I don't mind going, glad to go with y'all. I enjoy myself. Son, I like jumping the hill. I get so sick sometimes I have a gagging spells, you know. I just get sick, I can't stand. And sometimes I can go around where different senses, and I declare I just had to gag. I be just as sick as I can be.
Well, you still can sing better than most people that call themselves singing.
See, I can.
You can sing better than any of those young boys we had out there today. I guarantee you that. Here, no, I don't have any more. Go ahead.
Let's see, can I sing some of that little bridges? Pharaoh on his yoga drowning, Pharaoh on his yoga drowning, Pharaoh, sugar drowning, Pharaoh, go down, go down, go down, he's up and lead your children, go down. Go down, go down, go down is up and lead your children, go down, Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Pharaoh on his yoga drowning, Pharaoh, Mary, 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 show of Jesus, mother,
Mary, show us Jesus, Mother Mary. Farewell, 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 your lonesome sure gonna leave farewell.